The world shows that it is very hard to find people that are able to take a moment to think about life objectively, and to try to arrive at the truth about this world and the real purpose of our lives. Unfortunately, when you ask most people the question, "What is the purpose of our life?" they will not tell you what they have concluded through observation or reasoning. Rather, in most cases, they will simply tell you what someone else said, or what the minister of the church said, or they will tell you what is commonly presumed by others, what their father said, what their teacher said in school, and etc. If I ask anyone about the purpose of eating, or why do they eat, everyone will say in one word or another, "It's for nutrition, because nutrition sustains life." If I ask anyone why they work, they will say because it is a necessity in order to support themselves and to provide the needs of their family. Then I ask you the question, why is it that when we ask the question, "What is the goal and purpose of life?" that we get so many different answers? That's because people are confused. They don't really know. They're stumbling in the dark, and rather than to say, "I don't know," they will just offer any answer that they have been programmed to answer. Is our purpose in this world simply to eat, sleep, dress, work, acquire some material things and enjoy ourselves? Is this our purpose? Why are we born? What is the objective of our existence? And what is the wisdom behind the creation of man and the tremendous universe? Think about that question. Some people argue a big bang put everything in this world together, and that there is no real purpose. When you see a bridge, a building, or a vehicle, you will automatically consider the person or the company that constructed it. When you see an aeroplane, or a rocket, a satellite, or a large ship, you will also think about how incredible of a design that is. When you see a nuclear plant, an international airport, you have to be thoroughly impressed with the engineering dynamics that are involved, yet these are just things that are manufactured by human beings. Then what about the human body, with its massive and intricate control systems? Think about the brain, how it thinks, how it functions, how it analyzes, stores information, retrieves information, distinguishes and categorizes the information in a millionth of a second, and it does this constantly. This is the brain that makes the vehicles, the rocket ship, the boats, and so on so. Think about the brain and who made that. Think about the heart, how it pumps continuously for 60 or 70 years, intaking and discharging blood throughout the body, and maintaining that steady precision throughout the life of that person. Think about the kidneys, what kind of functions that they carry, the purifying instrument of the body, which performs hundreds of chemical analyses simultaneously, controls the level of toxicity and the content of the body, and it does this automatically. Think about your eyes, the human camera, that adjust, focus, interpret, evaluate, apply color automatically, the natural reception and adjustment to light and distance automatic. Who created that? Who mastered that? Who plans that and who regulates that? Human beings themselves? No, of course not. Think about the oceans, the fish, the birds, the chemical elements that have not been discovered and cannot be detected even with the most sophisticated instruments. Yet each one of them has a law that they follow. Did all of this synchronization, balance, harmony, variation, design, maintenance, operation and infinite numerations come by chance? What about the universe? This Earth is one planet in our solar system, and our solar system is one of the systems in the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is one of the constellations in the galaxy, and there are millions of galaxies like the Milky Way, and they are all in order. They are all precise. They're not colliding with each other. They're not conflicting with each other, and they are swimming in and along the orbit that has been set for them. Have human beings set that into motion? And are human beings maintaining that precision? No, of course not. The Almighty God, the Creator, who has the knowledge to design, to proportion, who has created all of these, and is responsible for maintaining all of these, is the only one that is deserving praise and gratitude. If I give each one of you $100 for no reason, then you would at least say thank you. What about your eyes, your kidneys, your brain, your life, your breath, your children? What about that? Who gave you that? Is he not worthy of praise and thanks? Is he not worthy of your worship and recognition? So our purpose in this life is to recognize the Creator, to be grateful to the Creator, to worship the Creator, to surrender ourselves to the Creator, and to obey the laws that He has determined for us. In a nutshell, it means worship. This is the purpose of this life.